time in the Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Eliezer as to what should be medayik in the concept of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha Shivas Yomim. Does the L'cha imply parallel to the world of Arba Minim, L'cha Mishalcha, or does the L'cha simply mean that one shouldn't use a sukkah gzula? Let's take each sheetah separately. According to Rav Eliezer, we have a parallelism between the lachem of the arba minim and the lacha of the sukkah, implying that you need bailus, and that the bailus that we're speaking of over here is a ba'alut biladit, is an exclusive ba'alut to exclude everyone else. So Tosfos asked the question towards the end of Tosfos Yeramaskol Kol Ha'ezra Chetema, where Rav Eliezer the boy sukkah shelachem in shnayim yotzim besukkah achas lo'olam, that there's no concept of shutvus in the world of sukkah. V'yetzarech l'chol b'nei habayis sukkah l'kol echad ve'echad. What could this possibly mean in terms of a household? It means that the moment that a child becomes bar mitzvah, he requires his own sukkah, like he requires his own lulav, and should we have dinim of chinuch, that even before that he should require his own sukkah. And Tosfos, because the tema presents a hypothesis, v'shema perhaps, havi marbi midichsiv teshvu ke'ein taduru shiyecholin leishev yachad besukkah achas. That perhaps the world of teshvu ke'ein taduru kicks in over here. The problem is that the Gemara is going to raise this in terms of women, that perhaps a wife will be chayev it in a sukkah because of teshvu ke'ein taduru, and the Gemara rejects it. So it's not, in other words, that's why Tosfos says over here, a Shema, maybe we'll say that Teshvu Kein Taduru would include children, even if it wouldn't necessarily include a wife, even though the wife's Kein Taduru is even greater than the children. Tosfos basically leaves it as an issue that Rav Eliezer has to deal with. The one who does deal with it is the Ritva, that after raising the question that Tosfos raises and bringing in Tosfos's Shema, the Ritva then points out, why did Tosfos only say Shema? Because of the fact that the Gemara rejects the drasha of Teishu Kein Tadura to include a wife and a sukkah. Ela Yoser Nira, says the Ritva, the moder Rav Eliezer the sukkah shall shutvin yotseba the lodamya lulav. That perhaps, again, we pointed out that according to Rav Eliezer you require bailus. And l'chora, the level of bailus that's required would be that of arba minim, exclusive. But perhaps the a reason to distinguish. Maybe the bailus which we're dealing with over here, it's enough to have a shared bailus. It's enough to share it with someone else. If a shared bailus is enough for sukkah, so shouldn't a shared bailus be enough for arba minim if the two are compared? So here the Ritva wants to distinguish. What's the distinction of the Ritva between the arba minim and the sukkah? Why would we say that in arba minim, there the bailus is exclusive, but in sukkah, the bailus can be shared? Before we see it in the Ritva itself, what is the Ritva? Where is there room to distinguish between Arba Minim and the world of Sukkah?
It sounded like a lulav, like when somebody takes it. It's not clear that like you're sharing it. Like when somebody takes it, it's all theirs. Whereas like a sukkah, like you can like it can be obvious that two people are sharing it because what one person's use of it isn't like.
I wouldn't say it's none of your issue of Marasayan of how it appears to other people. But rather, what assumption is built into the world of Arba Minim, and that assumption perhaps can be questioned in the world of Sukkah. When we're talking about an esrog, what's the definition of an esrog?
Only one person can use it at a time. That's the nature of the thing.
Right. In other words, an esrog is an organic unit. It's an organic whole. An esrog, a lulav, hadasim, arevas, they're all organic wholes. And so if the Torah says, lukachtem lachem, then one has to own the entire organic whole. Namely, that the whole esrog has to belong to you. There's no way that you can divide an esrog and speak about it as an esrog. Half an esrog is not an esrog. However, perhaps in the world of sukkah, maybe there, half a sukkah is a sukkah. Namely, that there's no reason why a person needs more of a sukkah than simply to stand in, to be within the sukkah. There's no stira between my being able to use part of a sukkah and someone else being able to use another part of a sukkah. And here, the Ritva brings a sugya in the Darim as proof of the pudding. So let's see it together in the Ritva. That even though Yosef Nir Lomar the Moder of Eliezer Sukkah Shal Shutim Yotzeba the Lo Dami Lo Lulav the Hasam Ki Nafik Bechad Minayu Bekula Nafik, you need an esrog. An esrog is defined as an entirety. Lo Sagia the Lo Nafik Bechulka the Chavrei Vahave Shaul. It's impossible that you will say that half is mine, and the other half I don't care about, even though it belongs to someone else. The kevan de mishtamish bekulo like lememar breira do havade ein kulo chelko ein kulo chelko. His part, if you have two shutfim in an esrog, it's not enough to say I'm only mechaving to use my part of the esrog. My part of the esrog is not an esrog. My part of the esrog is a chelko. It's not kulo. Udekava say parallel to the world of a person who is mudar hanoa. That if there's an individual with whom I am a shutaf in a chatzer, and I am not allowed to receive any hana'ah from him, I cannot use the entire chatzer and say, well, you know, it's as I'm using him, I'm only using my part. Because, you know, it's the bottom line is that the entire chatzer is his as well. Namely, you can have two types of shutfus in a chatzer. You can have a shutfus in the area of the chatzer, each of them half the area. And then we can speak about, okay, there's a possibility of brera. This is my half, that's your half, but I can't use the entire area, because half of it belongs to the mudar hanah. But you can also have a shutfus of time sharing. That it's my chatzer, the entire chatzer is mine. These 3 days, entire chatzer is yours, those 3 days. Had they had such an arrangement, so then there's not a problem for the shutaf to use the chatzer on the days that the mudar hanah does not have a chelik in it. But in the world of sukkah, there's no need for me to be nehene from someone else's part. In achinami, maybe we're shutfim. However, I'm only going into my part. How do we know what is your part? The yesh breira, that we have a concept of breira that when on a doraisa plane, that when we have shutfim, I can claim I'm only using my part. As long as they're not using the entire chatzer, that's a separate issue, because breira implies a certain gemishut, a certain elasticity on the part of the parties, that they're willing to keep a rolling concept of what belongs to each of them, and perhaps that rolling concept can't work by a mudar hanah. That the Dorim Shani, the vitur that I'm going to be mevater, I'm going to not be makpid on which part exactly is mine. Maybe that's aser b'mudar hanah. V'chayish dilma mishani midachavri, and maybe that individual would not want me to be in the northern part of the chatzer or the southern part of the chatzer. And that's a problem of a mudar hanav. I'll give you mitzvah sukkah, do letoch shalohu nichnas, lachem karinan be. But perhaps, as opposed to an esrog, which is one organic whole, and it's all or nothing, I can't speak about half an esrog, maybe I can speak about half a sukkah, and al pi breira, I'm entering into the part of the sukkah that will enable me to be yotzi my mitzvah. Then the problem is, so what's in the machlokes between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim? It turns out, according to both of them, that we can use a sukkah of shutfim. Umash amru Chachamim, malamit shiko Yisrael yotzim b'sukkah achas, in Bebayis Echad Shemishutefet Beneim, the Kulei Almahu, Afilu Rav Eliezer, moment that according to Rav Eliezer, we're saying that a sukkah, you only need your part. So isn't that the Shita of the Chachamim, that everyone will have their part? Ela, Hachi Ka'amar, Shiyotzen Besukkah Shel Ish Echad, Bezeh Achar Zeh. The Chiddush of the Rabbanon is that I do not need Shutvus, it's enough to have a situation of She'ela. Namely, that we have a world in which the sukkah belongs to party A, and then party B uses it, party C uses it, party D uses it, etc. On that, Rav Eliezer would be cholik, that he would say that in the world of sukkah, you need dafka shutvas. We pointed out that there are three levels of ownership: exclusive, shared, and that which you have permission to use but belongs to someone else. In terms of those three levels of ownership, by an esrog, we definitely need level A. By a sukkah, we can go down, according to Rav Eliezer, to level B. But we don't go down to level C. B'chol zeh, we have a drasha of lecha, lechem. Then that can only be within levels A and B, not in the world of level C. Okay, so within Rav Eliezer, there is a direction for us to be able to understand how we can have a family sitting in a sukkah, midin shutvus. However, according to Rabbanan, here we have a very, very basic machlokes as to what is the shita of Rabbanan between Rashi and Tosfos. Right? The Rabbanan point out that, nachon, you have a pasuk, and we have to deal with this pasuk, of chagasukos taselecha, but there's another pasuk, that there's a pasuk called the Ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshvu ba Sukkot Melamed Shekol Yisrael Ruuyim Leshev b'Sukka Achas. So how do we balance these two psukim of Lecha and Kol HaEzrach? Both of these are psukim in the Torah. Both of them have to be able to be dealt with simultaneously. So the solution of the solution of Rav Eliezer was to say that Kol HaEzrach refers to the Gershon is Gayer Beintayim and the Kotrinshin is Gadel Beintayim. However, according to Rabbanon, they understand that there's no issue with the Ger and a Katlan, because everyone can build a Sukkah during Chol HaMoed. There's no need for a continuum of 7 days. So how do they deal with the Tupsukim of Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha and Kol HaEzrach? So here, Rashi points out as follows. Rashi says, Kol HaEzrach, Mashma Sukkah Achas Lekol Yisrael Sheyeshvu Ba Ze Achar Ze. V'i Efshar Sheyehe Lekulan, Lo Mati Sheva Pruta Lekol Echad, Ela Ayedei Sheila. And what Rashi says is that the moment we have a pasuk of Kol HaEzrach, we're going to have to reinterpret the concept of Shivas Yamim Yelachem. It can't mean exclusive, because then how can we have Kol HaEzrach if we need exclusivity? But we can Gechora go down to a level of Shutfus. By having Shutfus, we can Gechora deal with the world of having both Bailus and having a possibility of Kol HaEzrach. But Rashi was bothered. Don't we require within the world of Shutvus Shava Pruta for each of the Shutvim? And Kol Yisrael do not have a Shava Pruta within a Sukkah. So therefore, says Rashi, the only way of interpreting, of being able to balance the Tupsukim, is to go down to the level of She'ela, with the assumption that in the world of Sheila there's also Ba'alut, that when something belongs to party A and he offers me the right to use it, I also to a degree have ownership in that object. And then, so we have the Lachem, we have the concept of Lacha, Chagasukos Tased Lacha, we have Bailus, but Bailus on the level of Sheila. Bailus on the level of Sheila. The question is whether that is a valid assumption. Is there really Bailus on the level of Sheila that we can interpret the pasuk of Kol HaEzra, that it won't contradict the pasuk of Chagas Sukkos Tasseh Lecha. Yes, Elchanan.
I thought the Chacham say Lecha is from the Gzula, not to say that there is bialis,
Yutei Gzula means the difference between Sheila and Gzula. Both of them deal with the sukkah belonging to someone else. In Sheila, I have the right to use it. In Gzula, I don't have the right to use it. Using Shol Shalamidas is a gazlan. Yutei Gzula means I have to have the right to use it. But the right to use it would be defined as bailus. Namely, I'm mekayim bailus. In other words, that lecha lemait Gzula means that lecha does include she'ela bedas.
Right.
So she'ela bedas, but where is the lecha in she'ela midas? How is it yours in she'ela midas? Unless we say that in she'ela midas there is a degree of bailus. So all I did was send you the various marmakomos to show you, yes, that is true, that in the eyes of Chazal, she'ela midas has a status of bailus. I gave you three examples, one from the world of Bayiro Bayimatze, was the Torah speaks about Lo Yiro El Lecha, Lo Yimatze Lecha, that the world of Bayiro Bayimatze requires a level of Lecha, of Bailus, and yet, what do we say?
Again, maybe it's just that it can't be a negative, it can't be stolen, but do we really see that it has to be a positive that you need? Maybe we don't need Bailus.
I hear what you're saying.
Isn't that what lecha is mashma, that you need bialis?
In other words, if you look, there's a Rashi on Daf Tes. It's in my Gemara. It's in the Oz V'Hadar's quote on the side of Likutei Rashi. L'miyute gzula v'beinan ta'ase lecha mishalcha. In other words, that lecha implies positive, but the positive is to exclude gezula. Namely, gezula, the fact that I'm using, you could have a self-called self, there is also a concept, for those who learn Baba Kama, of kinyone gzela. Right? There is also a form of bailus within gzela. That's what's excluded. Then if you want to, there are four levels of bailus. There's a level of exclusive bailus, there's a level of shutvus. There's a level of usage with permission, and there's also a bailus of my being in control of an object calling gzula. That fourth level is lemiute. Lecha just tells us that we can't use that level of kinyan egzela in order to be yotze, the world of sukkah. But the level of kinyan she'ela, that we can use. Where do we see that she'ela is bailus? So I sent you to the Tosfos in Shavuos. That even though the Gemara in Pesachim says that anyone who has achrayus on geneva va'aveda is over by yiro by yimatze, what Tosfos points out, what that means is geneva va'aveda be'ones. Namely, we're dealing with the shoel, that the shoel who is chayav on onsim has the achrayus of geneva and aveda be'ones. That's called his chametz. The fact that he has that achrayus. Because of Kol Hana'a Shalo, therefore is Chayav Ba'onsim, that's already enough to be called Chemtso. If we were dealing with an individual who would only be a Shomer Chinam, who would only be Chayav, or a Shomer Sachar, who would only be Chayav on Geneva, V'Aveda, that came about via a certain degree of his Pshia, over there, that would not yet be called his Chametz. And then in the world of mezuzah, we know that there is a halacha chsavta mamzos beisecha uvisha arecha, that there is a concept of ownership. So the Rama points out that just as the socher is considered to be an owner, hu hadin hashoel dino kesocher, shoel bayis dino kesocher. And the third example is, of course, the most radical, not everyone agrees with, and that's the Rush. What does the Rush point out?
Get married with a borrowed ring.
That you can get married with a borrowed ring. In other words, that which we don't pass in that way. In other words, we pass in there has to be a kinyan. I was once in Masada Kedushin at a wedding where the chassan forgot the ring. And so his mother-in-law quickly took off her ring and the mother-in-law to be, and gave it to the chassan. So, you know, it's very, very sweet of her. But I asked her, do you really plan to give it to him, like you don't expect it back? So she said, no, I'm just giving it to him to marry my daughter, and then I want it back. I said, that's the rush, but we don't, you know, it's, we don't pass it that way. But one sees from the rush, in other words, in the end, she was finally willing to give it, you know, give a real kinyan, even if she never sees it again in his world. The ikar is that he shouldn't embarrass her at the wedding, not being able to marry his daughter with a ring. But the rush holds that this is, first the rush, kind of read that this was mamash minhag, that they were very, very poor, and so they would have rings that would go down, like we have pidyon ben coins. So you would have wedding rings that would be borrowed from others. Satyas Libi Lidrosh Vlasur Mi Ayin Hirgila. And where in the world did this come from? And if Yisrael left the Vimheim, Benaim the Vimheim, that Lechora we have, there must be a makar for such a minog. So the Rush said, where is the minog? Lechora in a Mekudeshet. Kevin Shekibla Tabas Alda Shehishala, Ainashala, Hitzrichalach Zira Lebaitim, Ninsa Shekitcha Begezel, the Acher, Veina Mekudeshet. So the Rush points out that as long as the Baal had requested the usage of the ring for the purpose of kedushin, that already is enough to have enough bailus on this ring that he could be mekadesher. Im yomar lo, in other words, if the shoel says to the mashil, hashireni tabat kedei lekadesh bo asaisha, the havi mekudeshet kevan sheisha lo adaita lekadesh bo asaisha. Anan tzadei de gamar b'li b'li t'nolo ba'osa loshon shiyoi alinyan kedushin. Shetei isha mekudeshet bo'a daiz d'achi masar ha-tabas. But this assumes that within the world of Sheva, we have a level of bailus. The question is, with the Rush, is it enough of a bailus to make kaddish an isha? That's the chiddush of the Rush, that it's enough. But the underlying assumption of the Rush is the same underlying assumption of the Ramah, which is the same underlying assumption of Tosfos, that there is a level of bailus within Sheila. The only question is, for what inyanim? So, for chametz, there, everyone agrees. For mezuzah, everyone agrees. In the world of kedushin, that's a machlokas rishonim. And so over here, this is the way that Rashi wanted to interpret the world of, you can have the kol ha'ezrach, and have chagasukas ta'selecha, it could be a sukkah belonging to party A, and Kol Yisrael could be Yotze in that sukkah belonging to party A, even though they are B, C, D, E, and F, etc., via the bailus of She'ela. The only issue that we have to deal with, according to Rashi, is to what degree do we require a formality within the world of She'ela. In other words, do we require that the owner of the sukkah tells whoever wants to come to the sukkah, I am, I am allowing you to be a shoel in my sukkah, or can we just assume that is or a father with his children? In other words, that when Tosfos tossed in the possibility of shutfus and breira, etc., the ritual tossed in that possibility. In other words, according to Rashi, does the father have to tell his children that you are shoelim in my sukkah? Or is this some, you know, is it simply, it's just assumed that's how the procedure works. That is unclear. Again, unclear within Rashi. But Tosos feels that this, maybe just before we get to Tosos, what is, in other words, so to say that Sheila has a din of Bailus, that I think we certainly have enough makaros for. What point, however, is very, very sticky within Rashi? Rashi makes a certain assumption, and for that reason, he moves from the world of Shutvus to the world of Sheila. What assumption is Rashi making?
Then you can't have a Sheva Prutas worth.
That you need a Sheva Prutas worth in order to be a Shutuf. That I can't be a Shutuf with less than a Sheva Pruta. the question is that really such, is there really such a principle that I can't own something unless it's Sheva Pruta? Where do we find the din of Sheva Pruta? What requires Sheva Pruta? That Kedushin, but before Kedushin, what requires Isha Niknes? The Kesef. Kesef has to be Sheva Pruta. In other words, that if you have a coin which is not Sheva Pruta, it's not Kesef. It's not a coin. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with a toothpick. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with a paperclip. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with that which is not Sheva Pruta. You have to be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. Kesef requires Sheva Pruta. Where else do we have a din of Sheva Pruta aside from Kesef? Correct. Kesef requires Sheva Pruta. No, the other way around. If someone steals my paperclip, he's a gazlan. However, within the world of Gzela, what doesn't he have to do? He was a gazlan, but there's no tashlumin. Namely, the world of mammon. Mammon starts off with Sheva Kesef. There's no din of tashlumin on less than Sheva Pruta. If someone punches me and there's less than Sheva Pruta worth of damage, so there's no din of Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. There's no concept of mammon of less than a Sheva Pruta. But Lechora, what Chaim is pointing out, is that there is a din of Bailus. Something which is less than a Sheva Pruta of mine belongs to me. That was Dor HaMabul, right? The famous medrash of Dor HaMabul, that the people in that generation would walk by a fruit stand, and everyone would take a cucumber and say, it's less than a Sheva Pruta. They were all gazlonim. In Achinami, they wouldn't have to do tashlumin on you know, or it's even worse, you're a gazlon and you can't, and it's lo nitak la'aseh, you can't do tashlumin. There's no tashlumin, there's no kesef of less than Sheva Pruta, and there is no mammon of less than Sheva Pruta. Borrow this bailus. V'haraya, what's a kinyan sudar? What do we use for a kinyan sudar? You don't need mammon, you don't need kesef. What do you need? A sudar. A sudar is a kli. And the Gemara says black on white that it could be even less than a Sheva Pruta. You can use a paper clip for a kinyan sudar. But the kinyan sudar belongs to someone. The sudar belongs either the machne or the kone, whichever way you learn in the Gemara, it has to belong to someone. In other words, you can't make a kinyan sudar with a sudar of hefker. It has to belong to. So you see, there is a bailus even on less than a Sheva Pruta. Can I be maknet that which is less than Sheva Pruta? If I have a paper clip, can I be maknet to you? Sure. You can make a kinyan hagba on a paper clip. I can might be a maknet. Can it be maknet something which is less than a Sheva Pruta? Any takers? Why not? Right. So that really is. There's a Tosfos in Gittin that points out. Sure, I can be makdish. If I can be makdish. There's a Rashi there that maybe hektish is a separate category that requires specifically Sheva Pruta. But the rule is basically that there is a din of Bailus and Sheva Pruta. Where do we find Sheva Pruta being brought up in terms of Bailus within Sukkah, that maybe that's what pushed Rashi? We do have a din of Sheva Pruta in the world of Sukkah Arba Minim. Where do we find it? I sent you to a Gemara on Daf Lamed Heyam at Aleph. The Gemara speaks about Orla. Is someone allowed to use an esrog of Orla? No. My taima pligi ba rafia bar avin ravasi chad arga fisha ein ba heter achila, and the Torah says lochem. It has to be roi lochem. V'chad amar lefisha ein ba din mamon. That word ein ba din mamon, Rashi says she'eno sheva pruta di isurei hanaahu hilkach lav shelochemhu. In which that Isurei Hana'a are not considered to be Lachem. And Rashi says, because Ein Bo Sheva Pruta. But is that the same as our Ein Bo Shava Pruta? Is there a difference between Isuri Hana'a and a paperclip? Isuri Hana'a, Ein Bo Shava Pruta? A paperclip, Ein Bo Shava Pruta. Isuri Hana'a are not Lachem. Does that mean a paperclip is not Lachem?
It's not Shava Pruta to you, but it's in itself is Shava Pruta, but for you it's not Shava Pruta.
In other words, what you're pointing out is that Isuri Hana'a, you know, you can take 10 esrogim of Orla, 100 esrogim of Orla. You're never going to get to a Sheva Pruta. By definition, there's no Sheva Pruta. So there's a lack of Isuri Hana'a, there may be no din of Bailus on Isuri Hana'a. In other words, that will come to when we get to Daf, Mir Tzashem, we'll get to Daf Lamin. Hey, we'll see that's Machok Zachronim. In other words, can you own Isuri Hana'a? Rashi says you cannot own Isuri Hana'a. However, a paperclip, in Achinami, one paperclip isn't a Sheva Pruta, but 10 paperclips are a Sheva Pruta. Namely, it's not Mufka from Mamonos per se. The Hafka'a is simply a technical one. So to make the comparison between Isuri Hana'a and a paperclip is a bit of a jump. If you steal an esrog of orla from a person, l'chora, there's no din of gezel. It didn't belong to him in the first place. If you steal a paperclip, there is a din of gezel, l'chora. So in any case, that is, I'm just pointing out, that's a difficulty within Rashi, but l'chora, certainly Rashi knew everything that I'm saying. So maybe where is the problem of Sheva Pruta? Not in Bailus per se, but rather what? Sorry, I can't hear. Where is the issue of bailus and Sheva Pruta? Not in bailus per se. To have bailus on less than a Sheva Pruta, l'chora, is you can have bailus. In other words, if you steal less than a Sheva Pruta, you're a gazlan. You can buy something, you can sell, you can give a gift of something which is less than a Sheva Pruta. That's not an issue. Where would the what did Rashi, going back to Rashi, look in back in Rashi. Mash suka achas l'kol Yisrael. Sheyeshvu baz beze achar ze v'i esher sheyeh lekulan delamati sheva pruta lekol echad. Maybe where do we have it? Rashi says black and white that we have an issue of if it's not sheva pruta, there's a lack of lachem. But maybe it's not a din of a lack of sheva pruta per se, as much as
it's impossible for him to actually have
a long. Why? Why is it impossible for him to have? You can have something which is less than a Sheva Pruta, but not necessarily along with the rest of the world. Namely, maybe in the world of Shutfus, there we have an issue of you need a Sheva Pruta to be a Shutaf. Namely, to share ownership. Perhaps there, you can't speak about sharing ownership if you don't have minimally a Sheva Pruta. To be an exclusive bailim on something which is less than a Sheva Pruta, it's my paperclip, it's my sudar, it's my pin, it's my toothpick, that I can have. But that two of us should be a shutaf in a toothpick, maybe that's a problem.
But the Rashi says that even by the esrog, he said, why does he come on to Sheino Sheva Pruta?
Why does Rashi mention Sheino Sheva Pruta on Daf Lamed Hei?
Yeah, it seems to be a shita in general.
Yeah, but that's very hard to say. That in other words, even Rashi, by being machdish in Gittin, says it's specifically hektish. Rashi and Daf Yud Beis. I would find that hard to say. What I think Rashi means, Eino Sheva Pruta over there is simply, it's not just Eino Sheva Pruta, but it's in the world of Mammon. Eino Sheva Pruta means Isuri Hana'a are valueless. Isuri Hana'a are valueless. But I don't think that he would say that of something which is not Isuri Hana'a, but it could very well be that we would have a problem of having many Ba'alim, that sort of you'd be, unless you have a Pruta, you don't get off the ground. You're not, you're Nivla, you're swallowed up within the others. I'm not sure, but that's the issue with Rashi, yes?
So Rashi Alam Hei can't mean it's not worth Sheva Pruta, but it's worth less than that. It's not worth anything.
That's the way to say it's not worth the Sheva Pruta.
In other words,
that's the thing.
It's Elchanan has a point. That's why I sent you to that Rashi. In other words, that Eino Sheva Pruta can have two meanings. It can mean it's not worth anything, or it can mean it's worth less than a Pruta. It would have been smoother had Rashi said over there Eino Sheva Klum as opposed to Eino Sheva Pruta. But clearly Rashi over here does imply that there is an issue with the Eino Sheva Pruta. You know, so if the Kol Ezrach Yisrael means everyone has something, I have a 0.00001 part of this sukkah. I have something in the sukkah, but it's not a Sheva Pruta. Since when do I have to have Sheva Pruta to own something? That is what I'm suggesting, that maybe on my own I can own something less than a Sheva Pruta. That Rashi would agree with that. But to be a shutaf, that would be a problem. So Rashi solves it with She'ela. I'm an owner via She'ela. And She'ela means that it belongs totally to party A, but party B has the right of usage. That also gives him a level of bailus. That's also a kiyum of Chagasukos Taseh Lecha. Yeah?
Just practice. What is Rashi when he says it's impossible for everyone to have a Sheva Pruta?
He says that a sukkah has a finite value. My sukkah has a value, let's say, of $1,000. But there are 7 million Jews in the world. So Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael. These 7 million, let's assume that there are 3 million male. Okay, 3 million male in the world. These 3 million male, Kol HaEzrach, can't fit into a sukkah, can't have a Sheva Pruta within a sukkah of $1,000.
Let's say everyone donated.
No, but Kol HaEzrach Yisrael, it should be in every sukkah. That's the way that Rabbanan adoresh the pasuk. Melamed shekol Yisrael ruuyim leishev besukkah achas. That the drasha is telling us not that there is a sukkah achas somewhere in Abu Dhabi which is worth $7 million, and that every Jew would have a dollar's worth of that sukkah. The Rabbi Trevi giving out dollars. No, that's not what it means. Kol Yisrael ruuyim leishev bekol sukkah, that every Jew can sit in any sukkah. That's the beauty of sukkahs, that everyone can sit in every sukkah. All you need, according to Rashi, is permission of the owner. It has to be a sheila. It has to be via sheila. The only question is, do you have to have explicit permission of the owner or not? That's unclear. Let's say there's a a community shul, a community sukkah, and you know, does the rabbi have to tell everyone in the shul, I'm giving you all permission? And what if someone's not from the community? I'm giving every Jew in the world permission, or simply it's assumed that if you're not a gazlan, in other words, if you are not going against the will, as Elchanan pointed out, that's enough. That's unclear within Rashi to what degree does it have to be a formal sheila. Or simply that you know, it shouldn't be obviously against the will of the owner. Beseder.
Right.
Yes?
I still have another question on that point. I was wondering if Rebbe that it's a l'cha, that it's a certain amount of ownership, but that she'ela suffices for that level of bailus. So
why do you say it in my name? It's Rashi. According to Rashi, that she'ela suffices. I'm not saying anything. I'm just reading Rashi. Yes?
Okay. So, why would the Chacham need to say, like, L'cha is l'mu'utei zela? And just say, what do I use L'cha for? I use L'cha for bailus. And this she'ela...
To tell you, that's what I pointed out, because Gzela also has bailus. There's also Kinyane Gzela.
I mean,
there's also a din of Kinyanim within the world of Gzela. In other words, we have limitations on the bailus, but the Gazlan, for example, is patur from paying Demei Shimush. If I steal a car... I don't, and then I'm caught, so I have to pay if the car went down in value. But if the car didn't go down in value, I don't have to pay, like I rented a car. I don't have to pay for the usage of the car, because I had kinyanim in the car, kinyanik zela.
For example, let's say Hefker. What would Rabbanan? Rabbanan. What would Rabbanan say about a Hefker sukkah? According to Rebbe, it definitely would not work, right?
Because going to Rav Eliezer.
The Chacham would say L'cha is mute zula, right?
Right.
So, I would have thought that a Hefker sukkah would be okay. But according to Rebbe, right? Rebbe's saying it wouldn't be okay because you don't have five.
Rebbe? Me? Oh, sorry.
Nothing
worse. When I was in the Rav Shir, once there was someone who came in from the outside, and Yitzchak said, the Gaon said, kach v'kach. And the Rav was looking at him and said, Rav Hai gone, Rav Shura gone. No, Rebbe, you. No, it's the gone. I'm sorry, so I misunderstood. I thought Rav Eliezer says that we have a din of Chagasukos Taselacha. We need exclusive Bibles. That's Rav Eliezer. Tosfos raises the Ritva raises an option. Maybe according to Rav Eliezer, Shutvos would be enough. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. But the way the Tosfos understood it and Rashi, you need exclusive Bibles. According to Rabbanon, they say you have to take into account the pasuk of Kol HaEzrach, and we have to be able to balance the two psukim. You can't balance the two psukim if you're dealing with exclusive Bibles. According to Rashi, you can't even balance the two psukim if we're dealing with Shutvos, because there we don't have a Sheva Pruta, and we're not going to get to that level of Shutvos technically. We can balance the two psukim in a world of She'ela, that the Shoel has enough of a Bailus to be considered Chagasukos Taseh Lecha, and on the other hand, we can have Kol Yisrael, Yeshu Basukos, simultaneously. What's the cutoff line, Lemiute Gzula, that even though a Gazlan also has a level of Bailus, as Rashi points out in Daf Tes, Be'inon Taseh Lecha, Mishel Cha. That would include She'ela, but exclude Gzela.
Right, so what course? And then, the Hefker Sukkah, I would have thought would be okay. It's just specifically to exclude this negative thing, Gzela.
So,
but Rebbe's saying, but according to Rebbe, that is, even by She'ela, it's a din of Bailus, there is some level of Bailus, so Rebbe, I would have thought, would then say that a Hefker Sukkah would not be acceptable.
If a person were to go into a Hefker Sukkah saying, I want this sukkah to remain hefker. You have to understand, you can be kona hefker with shimush. You can be kona hefker just by using it. That's a kinyan, in other words, that's a kinyan chazaka on karka. I'm using it. So, but if I say, I don't intend to be kona the sukkah, I want it to remain hefker, right? This is a hefker, so I want it to remain hefker, then pashtus, we're missing, according to, even according to Rabbanan, the kiyum of chagasukos taselecha. Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay, now let's move over to Tosas. Tosas read Rashi the way we already read Rashi. Mashma sukkah achas l'chol yisro shi yeshu vazah achar zeh. Yevshir tehei shal kulam d'lamati shevapruta l'kol echad. Ala yedei she'ela kach pirei shakuntrus. V'alchinam dochak. Alchinam dochak. In other words, that there is no need for Rashi to insist that we need a bailus that would be commensurate with Kol HaEzrach. Why? Kevan de Kosav Lecha Lemeute de Shutvin Mashma Kenemucha Bereshis Hagez Gabe Truma Vechala Vepeya Vetuva de Kachashiv Hasam Vafilu Esra Gname de Siv Be Lachem Lashon Rabim Aminim Yesh Nochim Haachim Shekano Esra Betusas Habayis Unet Natalo Echad Mehem V'yatzabo im yachol ga'ocho gon deika esro kayotzi bo kol echad v'echad yatzah v'im lav ro yatzah d'lachem mashma shiyehi kulo shelo v'lo miktsasam. What over here is Tosfos pointing out? Maybe just continue. No, I'm sorry. V'alchinam dochak. Achinam dochak on which nekuda within Rashi? Within what nekuda of Rashi does Tosus feel achinam dochak? Yes. In other words, according to Rashi, how did we move from lecha to include she'ela? That we have to go down in stages. we go down from exclusive bailus because of kol ha'ezrach. Next stage would be shutfus. However, that should be able to accompany to occupy the two psukim properly. But we have a problem of sheva pruta, and therefore we have to go down to sheva. Al chinam dochak the kevan de kosav lecha lemiute de shutfin mashma. That lecha is mama'it what? Lecha itself is mama'it shutvim. Lecha itself is mama'it shutvim. So according to Tosfos, what then does Kol HaEzrach come to do? What does Kol HaEzrach come to do?
No, he says Kol HaEzrach includes shutvim also.
As I understand Tosos, what he's we have the pasuk Chagas Kedukos Taseh Lecha, and we have Kol HaEzra. Lecha is a din of Baalus. Rashi was the one who pointed out that Baalus can mean, just to write it all in Hebrew. It can mean biladi, exclusive. It can mean shutfus, joint, or it can be she'ela, right of usage. So according to Rashi, kol ha'ezrach certainly knocks off the biladi, and then comes shava pruta and knocks off shutfus. So to have the two psukim working hand in hand, we'll say that bailus is on the lecha, would be on the level of she'ela, and this would be fine with kol ha'ezrach. And Shalom al Yisrael comes along Tosus and says, no. Lecha implies Ba'alut. Kol HaEzrach is telling us that we don't need Ba'alut. In other words, that the second Pasuk is telling us that the first Pasuk, do not read it as a requirement of Ba'alut. Don't read it as Ba'alut. There's no need for Ba'alut. Kol HaEzrach means there's no need for Ba'alut. There's no need to get involved in Shutfus and Sheila, etc. The moment that we have Kol HaEzrach, there's no need for Ba'alut at all. And that's what that when we need Ba'alut, then basically we need exclusive. In other words, that according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos, lecha means exclusive ba'alut, like we have in the world of truma, and like we have in the world of peah, and like we have etc. etc. The moment that we have any concept of lecha, etc., it means exclusive ba'alut. Kol HaEzrach tells us that we don't need exclusive ba'alut. Kol HaEzrach is telling us that sukkah is an exception. That Kol HaEzrach, that sukkah is an exception. There's no need for ba'alut at all. Al chinam dochak, to say that we go down to shutfus and to she'ela, the cave and the kos of lecha, that the word lecha basically would be lemiute shutvim, like we see by truma, by chala, by peya, etc. And even in the world of esrog, where we have a concept of lachem, and we could have thought that maybe lachem allows for shutvus, we say no, there's no shutvus by an esrog. That if we have the Achim Shekanu Esrog Bitfusa Sabayis, that we're dealing with the Yerusha, in which all the Yorshim are Shutvim, none of them can be Yotze with this Esrog, unless there's enough in the Tfusa Sabayis that everyone would have their own Esrog. Everyone would have an exclusive Esrog. Mashma shiye kulo shelo velo miktsoso. As opposed to bigdechem arusosechem trumosechem, that over there the Lashon Rabbim comes to include the language of the concept of shutvus. And therefore, when we move over to the world of Sukkah Achas L'Kol Yisrael, Shma Mina D'lo Darshe L'cha. D'lo Darshe L'cha. There's no need of a drasha of L'cha. There's no need for any bailus, even L'miute Shula, U'mukmile L'miute Gzula. There's no need for L'cha. This is what Elchanan pointed out. We just have a negative. We don't have any positive. We don't have any positive requirements. That's the whole difference between Tosfos and Rashi. Rashi feels that we have to have some positive requirement, and the positive requirement is Sheila. And Tosfos says, no, there's no need for any positive requirement. Kol HaEzrach simply knocks off the world of Bailus at all. Yes? It tells us that Lacha can't mean Bailus. Because then you can't have Kol HaEzrach. What? No, so he pointed out that we have the concept of Lacha by Truma, by Chala, by Peya, and over there, Shutvus is excluded. Then he has a problem by Tzitzis. That in Tzitzis, Lachora, we have two psukim. We have the pasuk of Lacha, and we have the world of Bigdehem. No, you know, we have over here three areas. You have those situations where you have one pasuk. We can have a pasuk like Lecha, or we can have a pasuk like Arisosechem. And then we have those areas where you have two psukim. Tosis posits that when we have only one pasuk, so this means, however, says Tosfos, if we have on one hand a pasuk lecha, and we have a pasuk kol ha'ezrach, so even though the lecha could have implied ba'alut, we say that the kol ha'ezrach knocks off this drasha, and then it's simply the miyute got gozel. The Tosa says that there is an exception to this rule, that by Esrog it says Lachem, which should have implied Shutfus, but this is wrong, that really over here the Lachem means Biladi, it means exclusive, and the only reason the Torah used the Lashon Lachem is because the Torah was talking about Ulkachtem. In other words, we're talking in a plural, and so that's why the Lachem was used as plural, but without any meaning of Shutfus. The problem that Tosis raises is that in the world of Tzitzis, just 1 second. On one hand, we have Ksutcha. On the other hand, we have Bigdehem. And over here, we say that Ksutcha, which would normally be Bil Adi, is morphed by Bigdehem into Shutafut. And so here, Tosis was bothered by our sugya, namely that according to Tosos, when you have a lacha, that's individual ba'alus. When you have a pasuk of lachem, that's shutfus. The moment that another pasuk comes into the equation, then we reinterpret lacha as simply miyuteg zelo. It takes off the world of ba'alus altogether. There's no need for ba'alus, right? This is as opposed to Rashi, who felt that somehow we had to balance the two psukim, and we tried to balance it with shutfus. Nah, we balance it with sheila. Yes, lama dachak Rashi. There's no need to balance psukim. The Kol HaEzrach tells us that lacha has nothing to do with the requirement of bailus. But then Tosus is bothered. What do we do with tzitzis? And Tosus leaves this as a question. Miu kasha hagabe tzitzis marbinan de shutfin midechsiv bigdehem umatinan shuura midechsiv ksutcha. According to Rashi, there's no problem from the world of tzitzis, because this is exactly what we are doing. We're balancing psukim. Just like in tzitzis we balance, according to Rashi, in the world of sukkah we balance. But according to Tosis, if in the world of sukkah we say that kol ha'ezrach knocks off lecha, why in tzitzis do we balance? If in tzitzis we balance, why in sukkah do we say kol ha'ezrach? Yes? It doesn't work when we only have a pasuk of lecha. That's what Tosfos says. Lecha lemiute shutvim. If it's a rabim of arisotechem, bigdechem, trumosechem, then that brings in shutvim.
And that's why it's alfinam dafa grash, meaning, of course, the pasuk of Ezra Israel is talking about shula, because I already know that shutvim doesn't work.
No, no, no.
So there, I'm explaining the way.
Who?
Yeah. So therefore, kol ha'ezrach could only be referring to a case of shu'ula. I mean, Rash had a rational shu'ula, the pasuk talking about shu'ula, because he came up with a narrative, so it'd be less than shu'ula, so I can't talk about shu'ula. So saying, I've seen him. You don't have to come on to that. Shu'ula doesn't work. So therefore, the pasuk is only about, is obviously about shu'ula, but how do we see from Tosfos that kol ha'ezrach is coming to include shu'ula? I didn't see where that is.
Yeah, I'm just reading. Tosa starts off. Okay, I'm sorry. Shutfus
is a higher level of ownership. You can't tell me, oh, Shutfus is excluded, but Shu'ula is okay, so now I need to prove Shutfus. Shutfus is the higher level of ownership. If Shutfus is excluded, then for sure Shu'ula is excluded. So Kol HaEzrach is coming back, and it's including both. That's the whole point. If Kol HaEzrach then includes Shutfus, so okay, it's also including Shu'ula. But you can't say Shutfus isn't good, but Shu'ula is good. And that's where... But why do you need to say that? Of course, Shutfus isn't good. But Shutfus is the higher level of ownership. If Shu'ula is okay, then Shutfus isn't okay. If Shutfus isn't okay, then Shu'ula is not okay. It can't be one without the other.
Again, I think so. In other words, that we have seen earlier Rashi. Rashi said that we have a pasuk lecha, we have a pasuk kol ha'ezrach. Lecha implies ba'alut. Kol HaEzrach has to somehow work out with Ba'alut. It can't work out with Ba'alut Bil Adi. That can't work out. in terms of shutvas, theoretically, it should be able to work out, but we have a problem of sheva pruta, and so we go down to a level of the balut of she'ela. The balut of she'ela and kabbalah ezra can work one with the other, and according to Rashi, bottom line, you need a balut of she'ela. Tosa says no. Had the Torah only said lecha, we would need a ba'alut bil'adit to exclude shutvas. If the Torah speaks about ariso seichem, trumo seichem, etc., that means shutvas, right? With the exception of esrog. That esrog, even though it has a lashon of lachem, which is rabim, it really means bil'adit. This is an exception. When we have two psukim, says Tosfos, so simply Kola Ezrach tells us that Lecha does not require Ba'alut at all. There's no need for Ba'alut. There's only an Iser of Gezel, but there's no need for Ba'alut at all. And that's the Lechinam Dachak Rashi. Rashi had to brought in She'ela, had to deal with Shutu with She'ela. That's all Lechinam. You don't have to balance two psukim. But Tosus is bothered, Lechora, we have a black and white Gemara like Rashi. That in Tzitzis, we have two psukim, and the Gemara doesn't say that the one pasuk knocks off the other one. It says we have to balance. It says that Ksutra, had it been alone, would have been a ba'alut biladit, because a big dehren, we need a ba'alut bishutvus. So why in the world, over here, Tosus was bothered, according to my way of understanding, then over here also we should have a sense of balance. He says that Rashi is beautiful. Rashi has a balance, but I don't have a balance. That Tosus leaves that as a tzarech iyun, as a kasha. Miu kasha, gabei tzitzis marbinan deshutvin, midachsiv bigdehim, amatinan sheula, kiachsiv ksutcha, imkein hachanami nidroshachi, lapirish akuntris nicha, dalkorcha, yotzin bishula, midarabinan tzukach asokol Yisrael. Within Rashi, we take the two psukim, make a balance. That's similar to tzitzis. But within Tosus' sheet, on one hand, it was very, very beautiful to say, Kola Ezra simply excludes Lecha, Gamarnu, but what are we going to do with Tzitzis? That's where Tosfos remains with the question. Yes, Chaim?
I still don't understand the beginning of Tosfos before Omniyo, because Bashrima does say the Gancha, which is Lecha Akshrima.
Yes.
Which is, Mar says that's the Mayat Shatzis.
Correct. So
and
here we have.
Sechem is
Truma.
Back Shatzis.
This is Chala.
Yeah. So why can't we say the same thing by Sukkah? That it talks about Shatzis. Why do you say
Kala
Ezra like excludes
by Chala? It only says Ariso Sekha.
By Truma, it says.
By Truma, it says the Gancha.
Right, which is Mamayim.
Mamayim Shutfus.
Then it says Truma Sefem, which brings back Shutfus, and then Mamayim Nakr. Shutfus or Nakr. But at the end of the day, the lacha means you still need ba'alus, you need shutvus.
Yeah.
We don't say lacha, it means no ba'alus lacha. Why are we saying that by Sukkah? I don't understand. There's a jump. It also seems to be equating she'ula and shutvus as one or not, all or nothing by Sukkah.
Tosus, in other words, that kol ha'ezrach implies choser ba'alut. That there's no need for ba'alut. Kol ha'ezra.
No need for exclusive ba'alus, I would say.
That's the way Rashi learned.
Why does I understand why Tosfos?
That's the lechinam dachak.
Real problem with Rashi, though. Meaning, I feel like Tosfos is harder to understand than Rashi.
I don't say it's harder to understand. In other words, that what he's trying again.
Without the svara of Rashi, if it would be possible that everyone could want to show truth, that why is there a problem that the Torah says kol ha'ezra shol yeshu sukos if you all own a part of it? Before you want to do sukkah, just like my chanukah, you want to be able to give the guy a pruta. Why is that so hard?
You know, Tosfos asks, that, in other words, I agree with you that al chinam dachak, in other words, that Tosfos says that that with. Rashi says that when we have lecha, it implies bailus, and we have to deal with the pasuk of Kol HaEzrach. So Rashi offers the possibility that lecha would mean shutfit. Rashi offers that possibility. But he knocks that off because of Shabbat Peruta. Tosa says that lecha can't mean shutfit. That's what we see in the Gemara in Chulin, that lecha does not mean shutfit. That lecha means ba'agud biladit. That's the Achinam Dachak Rashi.
I thought we say that truma if you want a bishop is your own fact.
Because of truma sechem, right? Sorry. Just missing something in the Gemara there. But the Gemara over there says that when it speaks about the Goncha, that's for a totally different issue of the Shutras of the Yisrael and the Goy. Okay? So that has nothing to do with our Sugya. In terms of our Sugya, yeah.
terms of our sugya, in which we say that when we have just the lacha, then it excludes shutfus. This is sadcha, and this is also the din of esrog.
What does it say? It says sadcha, and then what does it say? What's the second pasuk? What's the drasha of sadcha?
Sadcha shadeh shulcha by peya. To exclude shutfus.
And that's how we come out to men?
Yeah. In other words, that when we have sadcha lachem, that excludes shutfus. When we have trumosechem, arusetechem, that includes shutfus. Okay? When we have over here a pasuk of Kol Ezrach, says Tosfos, so that knocks off the lacha. It simply knocks it off. There's no need to do any balancing. It knocks it off. Tosfos was bothered just a minute. By Tzitzis, we have two psukim, and we say that we balance. In other words, so why over here is Tosfos so certain that we don't have a balance? That's kasha. That's kasha within Tosfos. But Tosfos felt that Rashi, who was trying to work within the balancing act, that was Al-Chinam Dachakein. But in the end, Kasha, because in Tzitzis we see it's not Al-Chinam Dachakein. Okay. The only way of that I can think of, this is, now I'm quoting from Rebbe Chenstein, when he learned these sugyos, he suggested a way of isolating the entire sugya of Chulin, boom, 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 this entire sugya from our sugya. That Tosfos puts them together. Tosfos puts them together, and then he's stuck with a question, l'shitato, from Tzitzis. That Tzitzis appears very much like Rashi and not like the way he learned. But Rebbe Chenstein felt that you could learn the way Tosfos learned by simply isolating our sugya from the entire sugya of Chulin. That in the world, in the Gemara and Chulin, when we deal with everything that we're dealing with over there, we're dealing with the Sada, we're dealing with the Isa, we're dealing with the Beged, and as opposed to our Sugya, we're dealing with the Sukkah. What's the difference between the Sada, the Isa, the Beged, and a Sukkah?
Those things aren't the mitzvah objects.
Excellent. Those things are that on which you are going to do the mitzvah, as opposed to sukkah, which is the mitzvah. Namely, you can have a different criteria of ownership. Right? Both sugyas deal with the world of ownership. But you can, and Tosfos said, l'chor, we should have one criteria that should, but there's room to say that there are two criteria. When we're dealing with that which you want to do a mitzvah, I want to do a mitzvah of peyah. I want to do a mitzvah of hafrashas skala. I want to do a mitzvah of from Dagon. I want to do a mitzvah being mafresh truma. I want to do a mitzvah of tzitzis. So what level of bialus do I have to have in the object in order for me to do the mitzvah? So if it has one pasuk, I need total ownership. If we have a pasuk with rabim, I need shutvastika ownership. If we have two psukim, I have to balance it and get to a shutvus. That's what I'm talking about. What ownership do I have to have on the object in order to do a mitzvah? However, in terms of my cheftza of mitzvah, that it should be shivas yamim. Chagasukos taaseh lecha. That I. When we're dealing with the cheftza of mitzvah, to what degree does that cheftza have to be mine? That could be on a totally different plane. There's no need to necessarily compare these two sugyas. We're dealing with apples and oranges. Both sugyas deal with bailus, but bailus in terms of a different form of an object. One is an object on which I want to do a mitzvah, and the other is the object of the mitzvah. And maybe there's a difference in terms of the degree of bailus that I need for the cheftza of mitzvah to relate to me, or what degree of ownership do I require in order that then I'm going to be chayev to do a mitzvah? What degree of ownership is going to be mechayev me to do a mitzvah? That's the sugya in Chulin. Here we're talking about with what degree of ownership I'm mechayev the mitzvah. This is over here is in terms of to what degree of ownership am I going to have a chiyev of a mitzvah. And over here, to what degree of ownership is going to enable to be mekayim the mitzvah? Who says that these have to be the same? Tosos assumed they're the same, but then he got into a problem that within the way he wanted to learn, he had a question from Tzitzis against the way he wanted to learn. But if you simply divorce into sugyos, then each sugya on its own can have its own criteria. Yeah.
Isn't the same question even without the example of Tzitzis? I mean, to say if Lachlava would exclude Shutafin and Shula, then wouldn't it just mean Stavir that if you're coming to Merab or something, you just be Merab the Shutafin and still exclude Shula?
I'm
saying the question, I think the question that he's asking from Tzitzis, it seems to be just a question, even without this. Just, I think, right, the great Rebbe said to us is that Lachava generally excludes Shutafin and Shula, right? And then Kola Ezra has come to totally flip that over.
Right.
So, when you say Kola Ezra has come to flip that over, why wouldn't Kola Ezra just come to include the, let's say, the Shutafin, but still Shula would be excluded?
So we just
discuss. Yeah. Fine, but then he says, "Well, perisha kuntras necha dal korchach yotzin bishula mi the rabbi natsuka achas lekol Yisrael."
I think he means before that. He means even before Tosus's question.
Before Tosus's question from Tzitzis,
like,
yeah.
Why does Tosus say shmami nadol toshi lechalim utei sheula? Why not say shmami nadol toshi lechalim utei shutves?
No, I'm saying the same question Tosus has from Tzitzis. Why isn't it just the question misvara? That if you're going to initially write the chasam and exclude two things, Shutafin and Tzitzis, so why don't you just say Misvara? I'm asking a question on Tosfos. Why does he say so? Kol Ezra, he says Kol Ezra then comes to include both, right? Isn't that where Rebbe said it? Kol Ezra says don't say Lachas coming to exclude Shutafin and both Shutafin and
Kol Ezra is coming to say you don't need any level of ownership.
Right. So I'm asking why? Why wouldn't you just say Kol Ezra is coming to say that Shutafin works, but nonetheless Shu'ula would not work?
Because then you have no question on. I know again, Tosfos was bothered. Achinam dochak Rashi. That Rashi was playing this balancing act, and Tosfos felt you don't need a balancing act. Why need a balancing act? Simply say that Kol Ezrach knocks off the requirement of Bailus, and it comes simply to be Mamayit Gzula. Period. In other words, without any balancing act. What pushes you to the balancing act? That Tosfos pointed out that Lachora, if the Torah speaks about a singular, then it's Mamayit. Then you require exclusive Bailus. Torah speaks about plural. That's Shutfin. But you know, and then we have two psukim, so one acts off the other.
Why? I'm asking why. Why is that Tosfos Hanacha that it would totally knock it off instead of?
Because that's the easiest way of learning our Gemara, that as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer who said that lecha requires bailus, Rabbanan said this pasuk called Ezra Melamed Shekol Yisrael Ruyim Gemarnu. What then do we do with lecha? Let me take Zula just to read the Gemara simply. Just to read the Gemara Kipshuta. Why get involved with Shutfus and Sheila Vachule? Why get involved with all of that? That's a Rashi.
Good raya, then. Don't have a good raya. If the Pasuk could be talking about Shutfus, they're going to have a good raya to their
But if you just read the Gemara, just read the Gemara. The Gemara simply says that Kol Ezra knocks off Lecha, and Lecha comes Lemute Gzula Gemarnu. That's just this. Lama Dachak Rashi. But then, in the course of asking his question, to a certain degree, Tosfos saw what bothered Rashi, and Tosfos leaves his own perush as a kasha. In other words, to learn the Gemara Kipshuto would be kasha in terms of how do we deal with tzitzis. So what Rav Huchli suggested was a way of redeeming Tosfos, of simply saying that whole parsha, that whole sugya included, has nothing to do with our sugya, that it's apples and oranges. But again, Tosfos did not learn that way. No Rishon learned that way. It was Rav Huchli simply, where it's points out that these sugyas are not exactly parallel. Okay, let's think about it. I just want to finish. I don't want to leave it without finishing the Maamar Kolos that I asked you to see. But just from here, it's very very simple. So let's just conclude now. Tana Rabbanan Ma'aseh Rav Eloi Shalach Hakbil Pnei Rav Eliezer Rabbo Belud Beregel Amar Lo Eloi Ein Chamishov Se Haregel. Why should a person dafka not be makbil pnei rabba? Why should he dafka he stay in his home? D'chsiv v'samachta ata u be secha.
What is this world, or what are two options of this world of v'samachta ata uveisecha? Right. The bottom line is that Rav Eliezer is telling Rav Eloi, you should have stayed home. You should have stayed home because of this pasuk v'samachta ata ata uveisecha. To what's the chiyuv? You have there is a mitzvah clearly of simcha. What is the mitzvah?
So either you have a chiyuv to make your wife happy, or you have a chiyuv to be happy next to your wife who's also being happy.
Okay. In other words, it's a little unclear. Are we dealing over here with that you have a chiyuv to be happy in a family setting? V'samachta ata uveisecha. You have a chiyuv to be happy in a family setting, to be happy with your family. Or do we take it more extreme? You have a chiyuv to be mesameach your family. Okay, so I sent you to makoros that are mashma in different directions. Let's start before we see the makoros. What does Rashi say over here? How does Rashi understand the mesamachta ata ubeisecha? Are we dealing with here as a with, or you have a chiyuv to be mesameach with your family, or you have a chiyuv to be mesameach your family? What does Rashi say? With them. He says it twice. Once in Dibur HaMaskil Hada Azil, he points out that Simchas Hachag Im Ishto, Misamech Simchag Im Ishto, with his wife. And then he says it also a bit later on, or earlier, I'm sorry, in Eincha, Mishov Seha Regel, Hoev Lamarata Bibetcha Eitzel Ishtacha. Right? However, what do we see within the sugis in Psachim Daf Kuftes? Psachim Daf Kuftes. He has a chiyuv to be mesameach, right? Kedushin Lamed Daled Amid Beis.
Even more clear that he is the one who has the chiyuv.
Isha Ba'ala Mesamcha. It appears also that direction. The Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam says Shtei mitzos elu shehen re'iyah v'chagiga. That's only on a man. However, Simcha Noshim chayavos b'mitzvah zo comes on the Ravid and says b'simcha shetismach im ba'ala. Sheta'ala imo v'hu yisameach ota. Hu yisameach ota. According to the Ravid, it appears that we have a Noshim chayavos b'mitzvah zo lo b'korban ela b'simcha shetismach im ba'ala sheta'ala imo v'hu yisameach ota. V'hu yisameach ota. In other words, that the woman basically is petura from the mitzvah, not like the Rambam says that the chiyuv is on the husband from Sameach. Within the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, he brings in that even though he said that the woman is chayevet, then with Hilchos Chagiga he points out the woman is chayevet, but in Hilchos Yom Tov, it appears that it's his mitzvah to be mesameacher, and basically it's a machlokas, I think, between Rashi and Tosfos and Chagiga. Rashi in Chagiga mentions alos regel lesmoach im ba'ala, right? And Tosfos speaks about the isha ba'ala mesamcha, namely that we have, in other words, that the ambiguity within the language of our Gemara lends itself to both understandings. And it could be that there are two chiyuvim, that she's chayevet and he is chayev. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is, why did Rabbi Eloi go to his Rebbe Rav Eliezer? Because there's a mitzvah chayev adam lahakpil pnei rabo beregel. What is the mechayev over here? Chayev adam lahakpil pnei rabo beregel. What are the two options? of what is the mechayev, theoretically,
the regel or the rebbe.
Right. In other words, is this a din of like it's like an aliyah, like there's a din of aliyah la regel. There's also a din of aliyah la rav. In other words, that basically it's a din in regel, or no, it's a din of kavod talmud chacham that Chazal put into the context of the regel. What is mashma from the Rambam? Where does the Rambam bring this halacha? Hilchos Talmud Torah, not in Hilchos Chagiga. Right, so it's mashma that it's a din of kavod of a talmud chacham. Chorav, my nafkamina, could the Rebbe be mochel? If it's a din of kavod of a Rebbe, so bara the Rebbe can be mochel. If it's a din in regel, it's a kiyum in regel, lo barua that the Rebbe could be mochel. The Ritva says something over here that he didn't put on the page because simply I couldn't put it on the page, but technically. But the Ritva says something that I don't know where he got it from, but it certainly pushes in one direction. The Ritva says what? That Chayav Adam, sorry. Ritva says that the whole issue of the Chayav Lakta Pnei Rabba Beregel is B'dalesed B'masa. When you're in one city, you're in another city. Di'isa B'masa B'chol Yom V'yom Hu Chayav. B'chol Yom V'yom Hu Chayav. I mean, so clearly, it's a din in Kavod HaRav, not in Kavod HaRegel. But what's the makar for this? Yes, you found the makar?
I looked at the makar up, but I saw in the footnotes in the Rosetta of Code printing that you put on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that they think they were forgotten from.
We'll look at it. Beseder. Okay, Adka. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, what I'd like to do with you next time is to get up to the next Mishnah, Daf Kaf Kasem at Aleph. Most of the Gemara is what we would consider in the world of Agadita. It's very, very beautiful and very important, but I don't know how much I have to add to that which is here. So we'll talk about the Kach Chalon and learn the Gemara with Rashi. There's very little in the other Rishonim. And maybe we'll, Pashas, we should go further. Okay, so... okay, we'll try to get to the bottom of Daf Kaf Chesem at Aleph. I'll give you Mar Mekomos when I write them up. Yes.